Hey, greetings. Brother Jim here from DopeParish.com. Hey, I want to share something with you today. It's on my heart. It's that time of year. I want to share something with you, and I hope it'll be meaningful, and I hope it will bless you. The title of this audio teaching is called A Baby Too Bloodied, Beaten, and Bruised. Yeah, let me talk about this with you. You know, I hate Christmas. Christ Mass. I hate it. Psalm 119:104. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Yes, I hate Christ Mass. It is a false, man-made, Roman Catholic, evangelical, handed down pagan holiday. It's about a little baby in swaddling clothes. This is not the full story of my risen Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a watered-down corruption, distraction, and carnal festival. Let me explain to you why I hate Christmas, and let me give you the real picture. John 1 verse 29, and the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world. Yeah, I hate Christmas because everybody thinks of the little baby, all kinds of cheerful lights, trees, and all kinds of things, all of their traditions. But they're not telling the picture of why Christ came. They're not finishing who he really is and what he did. You just heard him talk about John the Baptist talk about Christ, the Lamb of God. Hey, grasp this, will you, on this pagan Christmas year. Lambs, God ordained they were to be slaughtered. Their blood, their throats were slit, and their blood was let out for sins. Over and over and over, the Levitical priests were covered in blood, slaughtering animals because of the sins of the people. And God instituted this, and it was all pointing to Christmas? No, it was pointing to the Messiah to come. Jesus Christ came, yep, born as a baby in a manger. No doubt about it, we have the account in the scriptures, but we're never told to lift that up and celebrate it. He came not to be remembered as the little sweet baby wrapped up. Oh no, he came for another purpose. Isaiah 53:3-7. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and was hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath not borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to slaughter, as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Yeah, the Old Testament points to the coming Messiah and what he would do. Oh, the birth is just the very first part. And that's why I hate Christmas and the pagan celebration of it, because it distracts from what he really came to do. Jesus Christ, perfect. Perfect in every way, sinless. Fully man, fully God. He was born and delivered up to be a slaughter for our transgressions. Yeah, you think about this. This is not about twinkling lights, pretty trees, wreaths, cute little snowmen. religious songs, useless, fancy, wrapped up gifts. Oh no, this has nothing to do with the slain Savior, then risen, who came and why he had to come. He came because of sin. This is the problem with Christmas. It distracts from the real problem and why he came. Mark 15:15. And so Pilate, willing to contest the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. There you go. They traded a thief for Christ. That's like you and I. We should have been the ones to go to our death and be punished by the wrath of God. But yet Jesus took that. While we were yet sinners, he loved us. He took that punishment and he suffered brutally unto his death. And oh, he didn't just die. Oh no. Let me enlighten your Christmas here with a few facts. Scourging and crucifixion. Scourging, it's a beating on your back. They take leather straps with glass and nails, and they whip you and embed them into your flesh, and then they pull it and rip at your flesh. And they do it over and over. And history tells us that oftentimes people's organs would be exposed from the backside. The scourging was so brutal. Oftentimes men died from the scourging alone. Then they took Jesus and then they drove nails through his hands and feet, pierced him to hewn logs. They lifted him up on a stake that made the shape of the cross. They mocked him. And crucifixion kills you slowly as you suffocate. You can't breathe. As you die an agony, painful, lonely, mocked and ridiculed death on the cross. Now imagine you're slowly suffocating, all right? Covered in blood, beaten. This is the Christ of your Christmas. You know, Jesus Christ is not about snowmen, reindeer, Santa, eggnog, not even your religious concerts. None of this is ordained of God. It's about the perfect God-man who came to die. Yep, he came as a baby, but he grew up to be bloodied and murdered as a ransom, not for the whole world. Oh, the whole world has an opportunity for those who will repent, place their faith in him, be made new by his Spirit, and then will follow him to eternal life. That's it. Miss that, and you are lost. If you miss that risen Savior, not the baby in the manger, you are lost. What a great price my Savior paid that only he could pay. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Do you see that transfer? Do you see the trade? But you know what? Don't listen to evangelicalism. It's not a one-time act for you, and then you can keep sinning and Jesus covered you. Oh no. Jesus brings you to a place where you can repent. You can be forgiven of your past sin. And then, born of his Spirit, you now strive. Luke 13, he said, strive to enter in, keeping his word, obeying him, so that you can find the grace of God. It's not unconditional. It's very conditional. You must be born of him, following in his steps, losing your life daily, obeying him, Hebrews 5:9, or you'll have no part of him. Go read 1 John 1:6-7. If we don't walk in the truth and the light, we don't have any part of this great and mighty Savior. Hey, oh yeah, you say, well, he was God. He wasn't afraid, really. Don't think he was fearful to him as a man. Remember, fully God and fully man. He said this as he faced the cross, Luke 22:42-44, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling to the ground. Jesus knew what was coming. Do you want to face that as a human being? I wouldn't. But he did it willingly. That's your Christmas. Has nothing to do with this pagan holiday. Jesus, the God-man in the flesh, without sin, yet he was tortured for us, brutally bruised and battered, killed because of our sin. Folks, you think about that the next time you're having a Christmas party, you're making tasty angel cookies, or you keep on sinning and living worldly, and you say, "Sorry, Jesus, I just can't stop." That is not why he died. He died to set us free from sin. Jesus will never save you in your sin. You must repent and come out of the world, come out of man-made religion, evangelicalism, Roman Catholic, whatever, and follow the risen Savior. He didn't die so you could live a worldly life and live to yourself. He died to call you unto himself. If you don't get this, if you don't see this and you don't grasp this, you have no hope of eternal life to come. John 19, 28 through 30. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." Now there was set a vessel of vinegar, and they lifted a sponge with vinegar and put upon it hyssop and put it to his mouth. And when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." He bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. Imagine that, grasping for life, bleeding, suffocating, being given vinegar as your last drink, covered in blood between two thieves, a crown of thorns smashed into his skull, mocked and left to die. Hey, how you feeling about your Christmas right now? He came for you, you know. He came for me and our sin. Something to consider. John 19, 33 through 37. But when they came to Jesus and saw he was dead already, they broke not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side. With forthwith came out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scriptures would be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. And again, another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. The Old Testament, it's talking about, predicted those things. Jesus' life fulfilled all of these prophecies that no one else could. You know, all that this amazing Savior did, he accomplished in his work. It looks nothing like your Roman Catholic, evangelical, false, handed down, pagan Christmas ways practiced in American churchianity. It's why I hate it. The Bible says I can hate it. God hates what the world esteems. Go read Luke 15, 16. Oh, we know. Praise God. That event didn't end there. Oh, no. He rose again on the third day after shedding his blood for the forgiveness of sins. He defeated death. And you know what? He's coming back one day, not as a little baby. He's coming back as an angry lion to get his own that are waiting for him. Those who are born of him and obey him. And he's coming to destroy everything else and everyone else who does not know God and obey the gospel. Go read about that, 2 Thessalonians 1, 8 and 9. Here's the point, folks. This Christmas holiday you're doing has nothing in common with the biblical, bloody, battered, bruised Savior. God doesn't want your Christmas Eve service, your little pageant, your lawn decorations like the pagans do, Christmas trees, Jeremiah 10. Don't do what the pagans do. No, Jesus died so he could call you to surrender all that you are, to repent, to see him as Messiah, God, to obey his ways, come out of all your man-made religion, your flesh, the world. Admit it. Your Christmas holiday is a big, huge flesh fest. You know, Paul tells us what we're to do regarding this risen Savior. It's not lift up his birthday on December 25th. You know, that isn't even his birthday. It was instituted by the Roman Catholic pagans. How can you say you walk in truth as you keep these lies and falsehoods that Revelation 22, 14, and 15 says will damn you? I'm calling you out of your sin because I love you. I had to repent of it. What does Paul say? 1 Corinthians 11:25 and 26. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes." We're supposed to be showing his death, not be focused on his birth as a little baby. Yes, I'll say it again. I hate Christmas. I hate the fake 2 Corinthians 11:4 Jesus that the Roman Catholics, evangelicals, and all these people adore. I hate them. I hate all of the practices. I don't hate the people. I hate the practices. I was there once. No better than you. Just different. I loved the spirit of this wicked fake holiday, but I repented. My plea to you, toss out your fake trappings of Jesus. Go read the New Testament. Go read the accounts of his death, his brutal torture, his resurrection, then his call to come follow him, lose your life, seek truth, not the ways of the world that he's coming to destroy. Repent of your pagan Christmas and its trappings. Be made new and obey the gospel. That's my plea to you. I hope this audio has encouraged you and gets you to rethink Christmas. God could care less about your baby manger celebrations, your lights, your religious trappings. Oh, you'll go to church more often on Christmas. God could care less. Jesus said, "Follow me in spirit and truth. Come out of the world." Hey, we love you all. This is Brother Jim, traveling, preaching the gospel. I hope that you hear my heart in this. I don't want you to waste your life on foolishness and miss the bloody, battered, but risen Messiah. Till next time, let me know I can help you in the faith. May God be praised.